And now a story about religious differences and family. It's the second in our latest batch of Radio Rookie stories. 18-year-old Sonia Ponce grew up going to church every Sunday with her large Catholic family. But 5 years ago, she started to question everything she'd been taught by the church. And now she identifies as a witchcraft-practicing atheist.
When I meet people who don't know me, I feel like I can't be myself because they will fear me. They'll think I'm a gothic freak, a devil worshiper, and that I do black magic. But witchcraft is about rituals, spells, incantations, and meditation.
We are opening up in sweet surrender to the luminous.
This is Margot Adler. She is the coolest neo-paganist Wiccan priestess that I've ever met.
We are opening.
She's also a senior reporter for NPR.
One of the problems you have as someone involved in Wiccan paganism is that there are a number of people who think that you're involved in Satanism, you know, right? So you got a real problem when you, you know, meet people and then you have to do the whole anti-satanic rap.
The difference between Margot and me is that I have to explain it to my own family, the people I live with. We are from Mexico, and we were all racist Catholics, mom, dad, and all 13 kids. I'm the only witchcraft-practicing atheist. My sister Beatrice still remembers when I told my mom I didn't believe in God.
She was shocked.
My mom had never met an atheist before, and she didn't expect anything good out of it.
She was like, oh my God, you believe in the devil? Oh my goodness, I never raised you that way. Cannot be a atheist, because I raised you as a Catholic. I baptized you, you did your communion, your confirmation, and you do this to me? How dare you?
Yes, I agree with my mother, because if you don't believe in God, then you might be believing the devil.
That's my brother Gerardo.
It's like if you live without God, it's like if you're not living at all.
So I'm the weirdo in my family. All 14 of them are like geese together flying in a V. I'm the only one going my own way, and I've flown on a lot of different paths. Vegetarian, agnostic, wizard, atheist, anorexic, witch, bisexual, lesbian, activist, vegan, honor student, and headbanger. But my parents refused to hear about it. Maybe they would understand me better if we had the same education and culture. My parents grew up on little farms with no running water and dirt floors. My dad started herding goats and cows when he was 5 years old. It was hard to survive and go to school. My mom went through the first grade and can only write her name.
Todos son católicos, mis tías.
She says everyone around was Catholic.
Dios te perdona todo.
My dad likes to tell me how Catholicism is perfect. He talks loudly, shaking his hand at every word. Speaking to him about religion is like trying to break into a coconut with your finger. A while ago, he asked me, who made the world if it wasn't God?
¿Cómo vino el primer hombre?
Evolución.
I told him that I believe in the Big Bang when the sun exploded and evolution. In the seventh grade, I had a great science teacher. I got interested in Darwin because I love monkeys.
Before, they used to teach kids about the catechism, but they prohibited it. Why did they teach you this?
I told him that it's science, and I said that I never believed in God. And he told me that hurts them a lot. It doesn't hurt me that my parents are Catholic and put pictures of saints all over the house. I just don't want it forced on me, like when my mom pours holy water all over me, or when my sister and I have to sit in the kitchen because our parents are praying in a bedroom we all share. I feel like a stranger. We argue about everything, not just religion. My parents think a good Mexican Catholic girl shouldn't have a white boyfriend who doesn't have a job, but I do. A while ago, things got so bad that I went to stay with my boyfriend, Andrew.
No, she doesn't want to give me a kiss.
We slept at his brother's apartment on the couch. At first, it was fun. All we would do was watch TV and order Chinese food or pizza and stay up till 2 in the morning.
This is your home. This is your party.
But living without rules was chaotic. Within 2 weeks, I went from being an honor student to cutting school half the time. Pretty soon, I was too sad to even think about having fun.
Yeah, Beatriz.
I needed more clothes, so I asked my sister when I could go get them.
Just go early.
Why do I have to go early?
Because you're going to bunch into Fernando and father, and they don't want to see you at all.
Why not?
They hate your guts, basically.
Why do they hate my guts?
Because the fact that you left the house with a guy that, you know, it's not worth leaving.
So how about mom?
She's just, you know, she's like, okay, you know, she's my daughter, whatever, but she don't want to see you either. So she's like, all right, for me, she's dead, and for her, I'm dead, so whatever.
Okay. If you're not crying over anything, just cry. It doesn't matter.
I don't want a bad future for me. Because I really wanted to be my mom's, you know, first daughter to graduate and get married the right way. But now I cannot even do that because my mom disowned me. She said I was dead for her.
That's okay.
For 6 weeks, I didn't hear from my parents. And it was kind of weird, but I even missed going to church. I didn't miss the ashy incense smell or the old lady singing. I miss sitting next to my mom and whispering and poking her face when she falls asleep. I finally did go back to my orange and blue house, my brother's Mexican cities, and my family. When I walked in, my heart was beating hard because I was so scared they would reject me. But they didn't.
Yo le hablaba yo a mi virgencita de Guadalupe.
My mom told me she prayed every night for me, and that's the reason I came back home. But I didn't go home because of God. I went home because I wanted to be a part of my family. My dad says I'm like the prodigal son. He's a kid in the Bible who left his house. And only when he was gone did he realize what he had at home.
The father didn't confront him. He hugged him and kissed him and washed him and threw a party because his son had returned.
But I didn't get a party. Instead, I had to dump my boyfriend, I had to get a job, and I had to drop my after-school activities. So I did. When I asked if I could go on a trip with the youth group, my family said yes, but only if I also went on a Catholic retreat.
The retreat is about meeting God, which I know you don't believe in God, but I'm 100% sure that's going to change your beliefs.
I think it's funny that my brother had other things I'm going to change. While my mom was sweeping up, she said everything has been going well.
Todo ha estado bien hasta ahorita. ¿O tú piensas que no?
Sí.
Don't get me wrong. I still believe there is no God, and that evolution made us who we are. But more and more, my parents and I are agreeing to disagree. My mom doesn't call me a devil worshiper anymore. Instead, she calls me Brujita, little witch. And I'm thinking about getting a tattoo of my mother's name, Isidra, with the cross and rosary beads in the background, just to show everybody that I love her and respect her religion and beliefs. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Sonia Ponce.
Sonia's story was produced by Kari Pitkin with Sonda Tai and Melissa Robbins, also edited by Marianne McCune. Today, Radio Rookies launches a bi-weekly podcast. You can go to it at WNYC.org to subscribe.